As long as I thought he'd run away with some woman, I thought there was a chance. I don't believe that sort of thing ever answers. He'd have got sick to death of her in 3 months. But if he hasn't gone because he's in love, then it's finished.
Oh, I think that's awfully subtle, said the Colonel, putting into the word all the contempt he felt for a quality so alien to the traditions of his calling. Don't you believe it? He'll come back, and as Dorothy says, I dare say he'll be none the worse for having had a bit of a fling.
But I don't want him back, she said.
Amy!
It was anger that had seized Mrs. Strickland, and her pallor was the pallor of a cold and sudden rage. She spoke quickly now, with little gasps. I could have forgiven it if he'd fallen desperately in love with someone and gone off with her. I should have thought that natural. I shouldn't really have blamed him. I should have thought he was led away. Men are so weak and women are so unscrupulous, but this is different. I hate him. I'll never forgive him now.
Colonel McAndrew and his wife began to talk to her together. They were astonished. They told her she was mad. They could not understand. Mrs. Strickland turned desperately to me. Don't you see? She cried. I'm not sure. Do you mean that you could have forgiven him if he'd left you for a woman, but not if he's left you for an idea? You think you're a match for the one, but against the other you're helpless.
Mrs. Strickland gave me a look in which I read no great friendliness, but did not answer. Perhaps I'd struck home. She went on in a low and trembling voice. I never knew it was possible to hate anyone as much as I hate him. Do you know, I've been comforting myself by thinking that however long it lasted, he'd want me at the end. I knew when he was dying he'd send for me, and I was ready to go. I'd have nursed him like a mother, and at the last I'd have told him that it didn't matter. I'd loved him always, and I forgave him everything.